This morning, as you can probably tell from my voice, it's a little bit weaker, and I certainly appreciate the help of our good brother in Christ, Pastor Scott Johnson, with the service and the communion today. And especially also for the children, but not simply because of their strong voices, mostly for their faith. For what they point us towards is indeed something that we can only see through the gift of God, namely faith. And that is that God has not abandoned us, but that by His mercy, He has chosen to stick with us during the most impossible thing, and that He has chosen to be our God. He has chosen to be God with us. In the beginning, after our parents Adam and Eve fell into sin, it was indeed an impossible situation for all humanity to remain. We were under the power of our sin, no longer able to do what is right. We were under the power of the devil, oppressed by an evil too great for us. And our future was only death. Not simply the death of the grave, but the second death, the death of eternal separation in hell. What were we to do? Well, there was nothing we could do. But even then, God says, I will be your Savior. He made the promise to our parents in paradise, even after we fell, that though they were driven from the garden, He would continue to go with them to be their God, to be their Savior. The Lord is salvation. And that's what the name Jesus means. So even at the beginning, the name of Jesus was there. Our Savior, our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, the Triune God, focused on bringing salvation to you and me. This is something that we cannot comprehend as to how God would do it, or even why God would do it. But it is a gift of faith that we trust His Word, know that God keeps His promises, and that certainly He would save us. Now, through the years, you see the great challenge to faith that this would be. And even while some walked away from the Lord in various idolatry and sin, choosing their own version of salvation, others perhaps sinned in a more horrible way, kind of holding on to the shell of the outside, but doubting the substance of that reality. For instance, King Ahaz, hearing from God Himself, who was prophet, about the offer of a sign, he turned it aside. He didn't really want a sign, as if to say, you know, Lord, yeah, you can save us, so to speak, but I've got this handled. I'll take care of myself. No, I won't test you, Lord. What an affront to the Lord to say to God that He's not good enough, or loving enough, or strong enough, or capable enough to actually save. So what did God give him? Basically, what God told Ahaz is what He tells us today, what is emblazoned on our Advent parents on the altar. He said, okay, well, you don't want a sign? I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell it all to you. A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Ahaz missed it, and so many times people down through the ages have puzzled over what this means. And it brings us a little closer to our time, to a man named Joseph, betrothed to a virgin named Mary. And before they could come together, yes, he found that she was with child. He was a merciful man, He didn't want to expose her to any disgrace. He was just going to divorce her quietly. But Gabriel came to him and announced to him in a dream something quite amazing. You know, he called him son of David. And that by doing that, he would announce to Joseph that this Joseph really isn't just about you. This is about the promise. This is about what has been happening now through all of these many years. The promise made at the very beginning. That right out of that dry stump in the root of Jesse, there will come a Savior. And in fact, it is from you, Mary, and what God has given. That as Mary was given the gift of the Holy Spirit to receive the child of Jesus, that child, the one she carried, was indeed God himself, Emmanuel, formed of human flesh according to his mother, divine being by the power of the Holy Spirit, true God and true man. Right there. God with us. Now, Joseph had a different reaction to this message than they had before. We don't hear a lot of questioning about how can this be? But instead, we see a man who took Mary into his home as his wife and continued to rejoice in the gift that they had been given to be the parents of the one Jesus. The Lord is salvation, God dwelling with his people. Today we've heard, though, that this Emmanuel, as Mary, we call Jesus, God with us, is something that they will say, as it's recorded in the Gospel today. They will call him Emmanuel, God with us. And who is the they? Well, this morning we know quite clearly that the they is certainly Sunday school children, who point us to Jesus and say, there is your Savior, God with us. We remember that it is Jesus himself who, in the last line of the Gospel of Matthew, says, I'm with you. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Emmanuel. We wonder, how is this Jesus with us today? He is with us in ways that are as profound and marvelous as the announcement of the prophets of the Old Testament, as the announcement of the angel to Mary and Joseph, as the announcement even this day of the gospel to you and me, that God, who promised to come into this world to save us, has indeed done that. As we remember, he is the one who has called us his people, who has made us his children in baptism, and who has given us faith to believe that Jesus is the Lord, Savior, God with us. It is in that faith that we confess our sins and hear Jesus say to us, as we reflect upon the lost and man's, as we reflect upon our failure and our sin, as we reflect upon our great need, and even about our need to overcome death itself, we know that there is a Savior who has come, Christ the Lord. And what does that Jesus say to you and me? He says, I forgive you all your sins. In strength, we walk into the divine service and we are hearing the words of Jesus, which are not simply limited to what some editor may print as red letters in the Bible. For indeed, all of the scriptures is inspired by God. All of the words, from beginning to end, belong to Jesus. And his Holy Spirit proclaims those words to you and me today, so that we'll be strengthened in our faith, so that during times of difficulty or trial, we'll never doubt that the Lord himself has chosen to dwell among us in his word and in his gifts of baptism. And as later we will celebrate as well today, in the profound and wonderful gift of Holy Communion. to the very close of the age of the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting, even up to that last moment, Jesus is with us always. As he told his disciples, do this in remembrance of me. This is my body. This is my blood. And as we receive the true body and blood of Jesus given and shed for us on the cross, we are receiving his presence here today. Jesus in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, to forgive our sins, to silence the accusations and doubts of the devil, and on the last day to raise us from the dead, that we may dwell in his presence forever. And they will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. They gave him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It is now our joy, our privilege, and indeed our praise to this wonderful, merciful God, to point to Jesus, to all people throughout this Christmas season, and say, he is the one. He is God with us, our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.